Hello, and welcome to my secret hair color podcast. In this special series, I wanted to share a few things with you that completely changed my career behind the chair as a hairstylist and helped me to become a well-known expert in color in my area and earning six figures behind the chair working only part-time. None of that would have been possible if I did not continue to seek out education. So the reason this podcast is secret is I want people that are serious about learning new ways of looking at color and being open to information different than what we learned either in beauty school or from the first hair color manufacturer that we were connected with. So let me explain. When we go to beauty school, we are all taught from basically the same textbook. I believe there's two different versions of the textbook in basic cosmetology school. And we talk about the color wheel. We talk about, you know, purple cancels yellow, you know, red and green are across from each other, green cancels red. And I don't know about you, but for me, that was very confusing. I kept thinking, what the heck does green have to do with hair color? I can't imagine ever putting green hair color on someone's hair. So not understanding it and leaving school still not understanding it led me to a long road of avoidance, pretending that I understood things that I did not understand and subscribing to that annoying rule of just fake it till you make it. Just pretend that you know what you're doing and just try and keep figuring it out and just learn by making mistakes on paying clients. And I don't know about you, but when I look back to my first year behind the chair, I wish that I could have every one of those people come back and sit in my chair today, 36 years later, and give them the most amazing hair color they've ever had on their own head. Because when you know better, you do better. But here's the reality. Not one of those people wants to come anywhere near me because I was learning while practicing on their head. Imagine if a surgeon were to say to you, I've never done this surgery before, but I hope that you'll let me do it for you. I don't really know what I'm doing, but someone in school told me to fake it till I make it. So that's what I'm doing. So when would you like to schedule that surgery? That would not happen. They would not book that surgery, or they should not book that surgery. So this went on for about a year, and then I decided to take matters into my own hands and seek out education. So anytime I saw any type of education nearby that I could go to without taking off from work or without traveling, I showed up. And it was all different manufacturer-sponsored education. Back then, Matrix was a big force in the industry. So I showed up at my first Matrix class. And the gentleman who taught the class, I don't remember his name, but he was very passionate about his subject matter. And he had the dreaded swatch book in his hand. And he held up the swatch book and he said, hand this to your client and have them choose a shade. And whatever shade they choose, that is the shade you're going to use for the color service. So that is the method of utilizing the strength of your developer in order to reach your goal. There's two different methods in hair color formulation. Both of them work, they work differently, and they produce a different result. And 80% of us were taught this particular method. Open the swatch book. If a client is a natural level 4, she's asking for a level 7, I'm going to use a 7, and I'm going to use 40 volume developer because she's going from 4, 5, 6, 7 is 4 levels that she's trying to change her color. So that requires 40 volume developer. But I'm a rebel and I call bullshit. I have never seen that work. I have hundreds of swatches that I can put my fingers on right now, one of them being right in front of me. And I know this is a podcast, but if this were a video, I would hold up a swatch and show you what the result of, you know, a 7N with 40 volume looks like on a level 4. It looks like a level 4 that's a little shinier. It really doesn't do a whole lot because, level 7. So it really doesn't do what you thought it was going to do. And I remember when learning that method, I remember being in the dispensary and stressing over, oh my gosh, should I use 30 or 40? What if I use 40 and it's too light? I should be so lucky. Now when I look back, it did not have the ability to get too light. It didn't even have the ability to get light enough. So the second method is called the universal law of lift. And the universal law of lift relies on the alkalinity in the shade of the color. So the lift is coming from the tube or bottle of color versus in the first way, it's coming from the strength of the liquid or cream developer. So once I learned that universal law of lift, it changed everything for me, and I want that for you. So if you are getting results that you're not crazy about in the salon, your clients, here's the deal, guys. 80% of people don't know what great color looks like because they've never had it. Because there's so many hairdressers guessing, stressing, praying, and doing the fake it till you make it, and they're getting okay results that aren't anywhere near what the client asked for. But the client is thrilled because their hair doesn't look crazy or orange or green or any of these, you know, negative results. It's just okay color. It didn't meet the mark of where you want it to go. It didn't wow your client. It didn't wow you. It felt safe. And if you want to be a color expert, safe is not going to cut it anymore. You want to really understand how hair color works and how powerful using that alkalinity in the tube or bottle of color is compared to relying on that levels of lift approach. That's my personal opinion. I'm not saying I am right and they are wrong. Both methods work. And I've seen hairdressers be successful their entire career using the levels of lift. For me, not so much. I am a non-believer and I am really passionate about this other method and I want to share it with you. So I'm so happy that you're here for the Secret Podcast to hear about this. There's two more episodes. I'm going to share other tips and tricks with you. And I hope that this is just the beginning for us and I get to see you in one of my programs so that I can be a mentor for you and help guide you through the process that it took me 30 years to do. I don't want that for you. I want it a lot faster to happen for you, and it can, and it will. You just have to have an open mind, and you just have to do the work. So thanks for listening, and I will see you on the next one.